Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Welcome to Joyful Eating, episode 124. So today we're going to be talking about the fun way to lose weight with ease. Yes, I said fun. But first, the best bite I had this week. So on the weekend, actually last week in my joyful cooking class, I taught a lesson on Chinese cooking. It just got me thinking about, you know, all those beautiful flavors. And so I made a Szechuan chili oil. So with Szechuan peppers and chili and garlic and ginger. And it was so good. And then I, so kind of like crispy chili oil, like with bits of chili in it. And then I served it with some poached eggs and then greens, like broccoli leaves from the garden that I'd steamed, and just the greens, the eggs, the chili oil was just like the business. I can't wait to have more chili oil. I want to put it on everything now. Anyway, so plan for today is, first I'm going to share the story behind this episode, why I thought it'd be good to talk about the fun way to lose weight with ease. And then we're going to talk about why fun. Why is fun actually the secret to effortless weight loss? Then we're going to talk about how to actually apply this idea of fun to your life. And got a bonus tip to share as well. And we're going to hear from one of my clients at the very end, just a story. So the story behind this episode is basically I've had a little project on my own of focusing on enjoyment in all areas of my life, but particularly in my work. So, you know, don't get me wrong, I've loved my job, but I've been doing this for a long time. But, you know, there's always ways to improve it because sometimes you can be, you know, not enjoying it as much. And I noticed that it's actually like when I look for the fun, it's there. And it's actually like I love everything that I do in my work. And when I, particularly when I'm helping people learn to love themselves, learn to accept themselves more, learn to like change their relationship with food, learn to enjoy their food more, and also like lose weight and feel really good in their bodies, like and feel good in their clothes. That is like the ultimate in fun. Like I just love doing that any minute of the day. Like it's just so fun. So that's kind of got me thinking about applying this idea of fun. And actually, I should take a step back. So my business coach that I worked with last year, Simone Soul, she was really big on applying like fun into your business. And like, she's like, if it's not fun, it shouldn't be doing it. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I've been implementing that, but I've been like really focusing on radical fun and actually having a plan to enjoy myself, creating a plan every day. Like, how am I going to enjoy myself? When am I going to enjoy myself for my work? And it's definitely paying off because it is like, I'm just noticed I'm enjoying it so much more. Anyway, so I was thinking about that. And then I've been thinking about actually how fun it is and how people in the Naturally Healthy Club have noticed like, and how they're saying like, this actually is enjoyable. And last week's episode or a couple of weeks ago, I did an episode where I spoke to Marissa, one of my clients, and she just achieved her goal weight today. So shout out to Marissa. But she mentioned on that call about how it's actually an enjoyable process. She's actually had fun while she's been eating better than she's ever eaten before. She's enjoying her food way more and she's been losing like weight. So like this is really fun. Anyway, so that's the story behind. I've like been thinking about that. I was like, oh, let's do an episode on fun. So why is fun important whenever we want to do whenever we want to approach any change in our lives? And the thing is, it comes down to this idea that we change best when we feel good. So this is something I learned from BJ Fogg, who's a Stanford researcher in behavior change. And he has a book, Tiny Habits, which I highly recommend, but you don't have to read the book right now. But just one of the key things I learned from him is that when we feel good about our progress and when we feel good about ourselves, then we are more likely to keep going, which you know yourself to be true. It's like part of human motivation, being a human in the world. And also the other thing from BJ Fogg, which is, you know, something that we all know to be true, is like the easier and more enjoyable something is to do, the more likely we are to do it. And the way I coach people is that it all comes down to our thoughts. So the way I teach it is like to remember T-E-A. So our thoughts drive our emotions and they drive our actions. And this comes from cognitive behavior therapy in psychology, but I learned about it through a coach called Brooke Castillo. So it all comes back to our thoughts. Whenever we want to change anything, it all comes back to our thoughts. So if we are thinking, weightless is hard, I'll never change. What happens is we feel discouraged and we eat whatever, we overeat, and then of course weight loss is hard and it becomes this cycle. So if we change up that thought, the initial thought, to be thinking like it's actually fun for me to lose weight, then all of a sudden, like, just think that's like, I mean, it's a pretty radical thought. And then you're feeling like motivated, you're feeling inspired, you're feeling like, yeah, I can do this. You're feeling like you want to do this. And so then the actions that you take are, yeah, you do like make intentional choices. You do tune into your body and really listen, and you stop eating when you've had enough and you don't overeat. And so what happens is that you lose weight and then that feels really good. And so that becomes this cycle of fun. So this is why how we think about things, how we approach things is so important. And it actually is that if you're not making progress in any area of your life, you always want to just bring it back to like, what are my honest thoughts about this? And I'll guarantee you, if you change those thoughts, that it's going to change how you feel, and that's going to change the result that you get. So if we're thinking it's fun for me to lose weight, definitely powerful thought that's going to create amazing changes in your life. So how do we apply this idea of fun to weight loss? So first thing I think is really important whenever we're wanting to embark on any change is to be doing it from a place of love and acceptance. So if you're trying to change something about yourself and the deal is that I'll only see myself as worthy, I'll only love myself and accept myself when I make this change, then you're setting yourself up for failure, because what will happen is like either you'll feel discouraged and you won't make the change, or if you do make the change, then you'll get to this new place and you'll be like, oh yeah, okay. And you'll move the goalposts and you'll be like, oh, then I'll love and accept myself when I'm 5 pounds lighter or 2 kilos lighter or, you know, 10, whatever it is. And you'll just keep pushing it away and away because you're looking to, like, there's a problem there that you're not currently accepting yourself. So we want to first do some work to start from this place of acceptance and loving yourself where you're at. But when you're in that place and you're feeling good about yourself, and acceptance doesn't mean agreement. So you don't have to be like all rainbows and daisies, but it's just like, you know, this is what I weigh, this is where I am, and I'm actually an amazing person here. And my weight doesn't impact like my amazingness. Like me changing my weight isn't going to change my self-worth. So when you're in that place of like you're feeling sufficient in your self-worth and knowing that it's separate to weight, and that the only reason you want to lose weight is because you want to, like, because it would be fun and you would like to feel different in your body. Like, so we start from this place of acceptance, and then it's just a matter of actually making a decision that you can actually decide that this is going to be fun. And that can be challenging if your process you're going to be following is not going to be fun. But so the next part of this is actually having a simple process to follow that it's possible for it to be fun. So for most people, you know, counting calories, doing crazy workouts at the gym, like, not going to be fun. Restricting stuff, not going to social stuff because you're wanting to lose weight, like, that is not fun. But if you've got a simple process to follow where, say, it's just all you're going to be doing is just eating like a normal person and just listening to your body and not overeating, that can actually be really fun. Really, really fun, let me tell you. And like listening to your body and feeling that sense of control and like not letting yourself overeat all the time and choosing foods that you're excited to eat, not because you should be eating broccoli, like actually making decisions about what you want to eat, like what feels good for you, like, so good. That is it. So we want to start from acceptance, decide that it's going to be fun, have a simple process that actually it is possible for it to be fun. Although you could coach yourself into making any process fun. So you could have some sort of crazy restrictive counting, whatever, no sugar, keto thing if you want to, and you could actually decide to make it fun and it would be fun and that would give you more. But I would highly recommend, from personal experience, that it is actually possible to have a process to follow that's fun as well. That makes it even easier. And then all you want to do is just like keep reminding yourself that this is fun, and then learn this skill of listening to your body. So really, that is the number one thing. If you can learn that skill of listening to your body and stopping eating when you feel like, not when you're still hungry, but when you feel that sense of satisfaction, and then not overeating, like, that is enough to, like, over time, radically change the trajectory of your weight. Like, it really is. And it can be that simple, and it can actually be fun while you're doing it. Like, you don't have to like cut out bread. You don't have to do anything crazy. It's just whatever you're eating, like, just tune into your body. And it's so fun to do that. And one of my clients is saying she was like at this conference on the weekend and she was like having, like they had different meal options. And she said she just had sushi at lunch and she had a beer and then she had a cocktail at nighttime and she had, I can't remember what she had for dinner. Some sort of Mexican thing. I think it was she had tacos. Yeah, but she was eating what I was eating, listened to my body. Like, so when I had enough, I stopped eating. I didn't overeat. And she's like, you know, next day scale, completely fine. Like, so that's really fun to be able to do that and be a normal person eating normal food. Like, it's so fun to do that and to feel good in your clothes. It's like, I can't tell you how fun it is. Anyway, so that is how we apply fun to weight loss. So start from acceptance. Decide that it's going to be fun. Tell yourself, choose that thought of like, this is fun. This is so fun is like a thought that I'm naturally thinking to myself a lot these days. And it makes a difference. Like this, telling yourself this is so fun, then your brain looks for evidence that it is fun. And then, so we start from acceptance, decide that it's fun, but have a simple process to follow and just tune into your tummy. That's it. Secret to making weight loss fun. And my bonus tip for you is being willing to fail, or even this radical idea that the one thing I teach my students is that there actually is no failing, only learning. So the reason why this makes it more fun is because then there's no downside. Like if I fail and I mess up, like, and you're going to beat yourself up and go through this pity party, like that's definitely not fun. And that's not what we want to do. So whereas when you fail, like if you make that mean bad things about you, that's not fun. But if you go, okay, well, there's no big deal. I'm human. Like this is part of the process. It's part of me learning. What can I learn from this? Like, and approach it from that place, like that there is no failing, only learning. That's actually really fun. It feels good to learn stuff. It feels good to experiment and fall on your face when you know, oh, actually that didn't work so well for me. I'm not going to do that anymore. So yeah, that's my bonus tip for you. And then before we finish up today, I just wanted to share a story from Pam, who was one of my clients in the Naturally Healthy Club. So I'll just read what Pam emailed me an update a few months ago. So Pam said, like, joining a Naturally Healthy Club back in November of 2021 was one of the best decisions I've ever made. When we first started our weekly online sessions in January of 2022, that's right, because I did enrollments a couple of months before, I weighed 196 pounds. Today, and she's writing this April 22nd, 2023, so a bit over a year later, the number on the scale is 150 pounds. So that's like 45 pounds, right? 20-something kilos. I've learned so many valuable and life-changing things during my time with you, and I know that I'm forever grateful. The following are the ones that have come to mind. So Pam's sharing what she learned. And so she said, one of the most valuable things I learned from you is the value of weighing myself daily. It's taken time, but getting on the scale nearly every day, I've learned that the number is just truly a piece of information. For so many years, the number on the scale was a judge and jury of my value and self-worth. I'm beginning to see it more as a reflection of my self-care. So separating out, like accepting herself where she is, so good. Then Pam said, I've learned that overeating and stuffing myself is never worth it. Even just one more bite is not worth it. Always better to save that extra bite or two and have it another time. When I stuff myself, I do not enjoy what I'm eating, so true, and I have to deal with the physical and emotional discomfort for hours and hours afterwards. It's simply not worth it. My ability to feel and process my emotions without turning to food is greatly improved. Conducting an experiment is a wonderful thing. I can try something new and then decide if I want to continue it. I've learned to practice self-compassion and to use affirmations. And she also said the tiny habit that changed everything. So, and her tiny habit was, after I take a bite of food or a sip of a beverage, I'll pause, put down the food or utensil I'm using or beverage, chew thoroughly and swallow. I'm learning to celebrate my successes, my failures, and my mistakes because they are all part of the process. Thank you for everything. So yay for Pam, and thank you, Pam, for sharing that. So if you're curious about whether it's possible for you to be like Pam and to actually lose weight with ease and actually have some fun in the process, yes, I know I said fun, then join me running a free masterclass. It's going to be called The Joy of Weight Loss. So it's going to be Thursday, the 20th of July, 2023. Sydney time. So if you're interested in that and finding out whether it's possible for you, then you just want to go to my blog, which is thestonesoup.com/events, and just type your details in there to register so that I can send you the replay and send you the call details. If you know someone who might benefit from this, because when we do things like this together, it's even more powerful and there's a heap of research around that, then tell them about it as well. Send them to that URL. I'll put the link in the show notes. But yeah, come over to the events page and you'll get all the details, and I would love to see you on the call. And if you're listening to this in the future, then just go to the same URL and it will redirect you to whatever's current. So you can find out more about the Naturally Healthy Club and any events that are happening then. So I'm starting a revolution and I want you to join me. So I look forward to seeing you in that masterclass. Okay, have a beautiful week and I'll catch you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.